Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show that I know of in Southern California that's been on as long as we've been on. I'm Stahl.
And I'm Spencer.
And we are The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you're looking to get your car better fuel mileage, maybe it's 5, 10 years old, this is the guy you got to see. Stan the Man, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego, 619-265-2400. Go to sdcarb.com, whether it's a hot rod, race car, classic car, or your own personal driver. Stan will get you the mileage you need or the performance you're looking for, right down to his distributor, Dyno, and he knows all the tricks. Hey, we got Mitch Bishop on the line, IMMRC. They're launching a stopwatch racing history blog. I think that's what it is. Mitch, how you doing today?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
You know, anytime I find somebody that's trying to take the history of motorsports and hang on to it and share it, I think that's a wonderful thing. Tell us a little bit about your site.
Well, let me preface it by telling you a little bit about the research center. It's called the International Motorsport. The International Motor Racing Research Center, and it's based up in Watkins Glen, New York. It was founded by my father, John Bishop, and Jeannie Argetzinger, who was the wife of Cam Argetzinger, and Cam was the guy that brought post-war road racing back to the U.S. In Watkins Glen through the streets of the city there. And the idea was to collect, preserve, and share the global history of motor racing. What we noticed was that there was a lot of film, a lot of video, books, photographs, and so on that were just getting either dumped or ignored. Mm-hmm. And so it started out as a single shelf on the public library there in Watkins Glen, and now we have our own 5,000-square-foot building. We have about 5,000 cubic feet of materials that includes hundreds of thousands of photos, thousands of hours of film and video, over 5,000 books, tons of periodicals, race results, race programs, rule books, and things like that. And we've got about 500 framed graphics and another 250 cubic feet of other physical materials, like, I don't know, old trophies and things like that. So our mission is to collect, preserve, and then share the global history of motor racing.
Do you guys have like a Hall of Fame or a Wall of Fame or a?
There is a Walk of Fame in the town of Watkins Glen itself, because of the historic nature of Watkins Glen as being the birthplace of post-war road racing in this country. But it's not really a Hall of Fame. Don't think of it as sort of a Canton, Ohio, or anything like that. But it's more of a archive, research archive meant for folks that are doing, say, motorsports history books or writing historic articles, or they just want to go to the source for all the real results and things like that.
So things like you say, the photos, the trophies, the uniforms, the.
So you're basically hoping that people will go into their closets. And if their dad or grandfather or uncle or cousin or aunt happened to be a race car driver, you would be thrilled to accept whatever it is that they would like to put into the museum. Is that kind of the direction we're going?
Absolutely. You'd be surprised how many collections we get from folks that are cleaning out closets and garages, and many famous photographers and writers from back in the day are donating their collections to us. A couple of big collections that were donated, National Speed Sport News. We have the entire National Speed Sport News collection.
You are kidding.
We are managing the entire SCCA archive. And as you know, the SCCA has been around since 1944, and they had a tremendous archive. It showed up in the back of two giant big rigs. So we've got a staff of archivists going through that stuff, reboxing, repackaging, you know, putting it into climate controlled space, and then, you know, doing the hard work of archival. What is it that we actually have, and how do we organize it, and how do we then find it if somebody wants, you know, to look into something?
That's not hard work. You talk to any of those archivists, and they'll say you are crazy. It's just like, you know, it's like going to the tombs. It's like going to a dig in a hillside and upheavaling these historic pieces. I'm a really big reader. In fact, I don't know if you know Norm DeWitt.
I don't.
Well, he is. I'll have to hook you two guys up. And he's writing on his second book called "They Go Faster Too," and this is a history of the Indy cars in the United States and some F1.
Sounds like somebody we should know.
Yep. I know. Yep. I am definitely going to hook you two guys up because he has. I mean, the books are like 400 pages. I mean, I don't know how he does
it. Anything racing, Dave is into reading it.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. When I was a kid, I hated to read because they were making me read books like Ben-Hur and Lorna Doone. I mean, that didn't make any sense. I have one book report lasted 6 years. But now that I'm older and I could read what I want to read, I read everything. Jimmy Clark, Dan Gurney, Phil Hill. In a Lotus, Ferrari. I can go on and on. I mean, if I ever came to your place, you would have to bring me food.
Right.
Yep.
Do you have programs?
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you have, like, racing programs from historic races?
Hundreds.
Yeah, thousands. I was going to say thousands
just a few.
Of them. So, anyway, you were going to say a question I had asked?
Yeah, so the question you asked was about our blog. So, we just launched Stopwatch, which is our new racing history blog. And we have, as part of the research center, and full disclosure, I'm on the board there.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the research center, we've got a historians council. And some of the most famous motorsports writers on the planet are part of our historians council, guys like Doug Nye and Michael Lynch and Don Capps and Peter Sachs and Janos Wimpfen. And we're getting the historians council to start contributing just fun, really super interesting stories to the blog, which we launched at the middle of October. And so for the next, you know, forever, we're going to be publishing two or three a month stories on the blog that cover all sorts of different types of racing, American-based, European-based,
wow.
IndyCar, Formula One, IMSA, sports cars, NASCAR, and we're hoping to build it into something that'll be a place where people can come get unique content that they can't get anywhere else.
I'll tell you what, Mitch, I do 5 hours of radio every Sunday, and I've got a deal for you because you seem like you're the same guy mentality-wise as I am, and that's we've got to get as much history in hard fact so people down the road can read it. One of my pet peeves is we don't have enough race car drivers, you know, engine builders on tape. And if you and I to get together maybe once a month, I am happy to give you airtime if we can get some of these old timers to call in and do I'll give you up to an hour of radio. That's how crazy I am about what you're doing. And then I'll give you that show back and then you can archive it and put it in the museum. And if we get enough, you know, the Agajanians of the world, you know, even the Roger Penske's, you know, if we could get those guys on tape, you know, then there's another piece of the puzzle for your, and you can put it on your blog. I don't care.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And I sort of liken it to a living history project.
Right.
You know, that Steven Spielberg did with World War II veterans.
Exactly. And it's your job and my job, if we're in the industry to where we have the capabilities of doing this, it's our job to do this. Because if nobody else does it, I mean, how many race car drivers have passed away that wouldn't it have been wonderful if we could have got them on tape, even if it was for 15 minutes? So you and I'll talk.
Well, I just went through that myself. I just completed a book with my co-author, Mark Rapoff, on the history of IMSA, the first 20 years, and my dad was the founder and president of IMSA, and so it's about his life and the first 20 years of IMSA, and it's coming out next month. We're launching it at the 24 Hours of Daytona.
How do people get the book? Where do they go?
They go to octanepress.com/IMSA.
All right, I'll send you an email. Send me a book.
Available.
Yeah, send me a book. I'll read it, and then we'll definitely do, we'll do a book review on it. Where else is it available?
That's where it's available now. It's pre-order right now, but the physical books get shipped on February 1st.
Oh, man. All right, man. Hey, see, I told you this was going to be a good interview. Now we're friends for life, and we're gonna put you on the map, and we're going to get everybody that wants to know about motorsports. This is the place that they need to go.
The stories are so important.
Oh, my God, they're crazy.
Yeah.
What's the website again for Stopwatch?
Just go to imrrc.org. And just click on the blog link, and you'll get there.
All right, Mitch. Thank you very much. And I can't wait for 2019. We're definitely going to put you guys on the map.
I appreciate it. Thanks much, guys.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a small break, folks. You folks are listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.